WJTL bringing you Pat Barrett morning by morning. I will trust Stephen Curtis Chapman. Let us pray. Good morning. It's 7:19.
Hey, good morning. Weather-wise, clouds and showers throughout today, a high 71. On the overnight tonight, cloudy, low 52. Moving into Thursday's partly sunny skies, a high 72. It's 51 degrees in Lancaster.
This morning, our friend Doug Meyer is here. He's the chairperson of Lancaster National Day of Prayer. Good morning
good
again,
morning.
Doug.
Yes, good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here. Tomorrow is National Day of
it
Prayer.
It is. Tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer. We're meeting at the Lancaster Bible College at the Good Shepherd Chapel. We'll start at 6:30, and worship will begin about 6:15, so arrive around 6 o'clock or a little before, and we look forward to just worshiping together and coming before the Lord.
And tell us a little bit about why National Day of Prayer, why folks should gather to pray.
Sure. Well, our country was birthed in prayer. Our leaders, they talked about our nation being a nation under which we need to come together corporately to pray. And so that's why we gather tomorrow. It's to come before the Lord and say, Lord, would you please help us because we need your help. Mm-hmm. Kathy Branzell, who's the president of the National Day of Prayer organization here in the U.S., commented on the theme. And the theme this year is exalt the Lord who has established us from Colossians 2:6-7. So walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. She comments, the great lawyer turned pastor and writer, E.M. Bounds, had a lot to say about faith and prayer. He notes that faith is the foundation of Christian character and the security of the soul. He also points out that when faith ceases to pray, it ceases to live.
Wow.
So tomorrow, we want to live our faith as we gather to pray and just ask the Lord for his help in all the areas that we need to come before him. We're going to bring before him people in need. We think about the people around us, just with all the things related to COVID that we're still experiencing, people in Ukraine, other people around the world, the needs they have. We're going to pray for medical and mental health, focusing a lot on mental health. We're going to pray for families, for businesses, for the government, military, and law enforcement, for education, and for churches. And we're just inviting everyone to join with us to pray for these areas and ask the Lord to undertake. And part of coming before him is to come before him in repentance and acknowledge where we have fallen short so that he can use us and his Spirit can work in us and through us to accomplish his purposes.
Yeah, and this has always been such a great community event. I know you have One Voice Choir that represents so many churches.
That's right, yeah.
I love that. And probably a lot of your people praying. You mentioned that you have an LBC student praying.
That's right. Yeah, we have an LBC student who is praying. He's from Ghana, West Africa.
Oh, wow.
He's a senior this year.
Okay.
Graduating. We have pastors from the area praying, Greg Funk and Los Morales, he's praying.
Oh, that's awesome.
We have Sue Forey praying. She's
We love Sue.
We love Sue.
Yeah, you know, with
Moms
with
a
Moms
touch.
In Prayer. Yeah,
yeah Moms
so,
in Prayer, yeah.
And Bernie Bostwick with Ambassador Advisors is praying. And those are the people praying for us. And so anyway, we are looking forward to having you join with us as well.
Yeah.
And just come on out and pray with us.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Good Shepherd Chapel, Lancaster Bible College. The worship starts at 6:15, so you want to get there before that, and it's all happening right there. And the details are all online as well.
That's right. At lancasterndp.com is the details of tomorrow's event. We also have some community gatherings that are gathering tomorrow throughout the day, starting early in the morning. Those are listed on the lancasterndp.com website as well.
Yeah, check it out. Be a part. Get involved. Doug, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, we always love having you visit.
Thank you, Annie.
Tell all our friends we
you.
Said hello this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Francesca Battistelli, back to the music. This could change everything on WJTL.